Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Wednesday's storm made for quite the mess around town. The wind and rain brought down nearly 100 trees across the city, including on the Upper West Side, where one landed on a car. This woman telling CBS 2.
I just heard a big crash, a big creak, and I saw the branches move. And then I ran outside and saw that it would fallen on the car here.
Yeah, another tree took out another car in the concourse section of the Bronx. Thank goodness no one was hurt. Well, parts of New Jersey, down trees, flooding, and power outages. That includes in Paterson. Our Glenn Chuck is there and joins us.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of issues to tell you about. Karen mentioned those trees that are down. They're going to have some issues on Route 4 there for a while. Some of the crews I know over there told me it's going to take hours to remove those trees, so she'll be keeping you updated on that. Also, trees coming down from the saturated ground in Teaneck and Rochelle Park. Back here in Paterson, of course, the concern is our friend the Passaic River here. It looks like it's going to be a foot above flood stage later today into tomorrow, so the issues are going to continue. It's also going to be impacting Little Falls. This resident spoke with CBS 2.
We did have to replace the hot water heater, which we now have up 2 feet. We saved the boiler. We were able to repair that. That is going to be up 2 feet.
So how bad has it been? Well, we've been telling you about this, obviously, for months, Susan. This is the fourth time since December that the Passaic River is going to reach a flood stage in Little Falls and Paterson. Certainly have to feel for these people as they go through this again today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Paterson.
Well, the storm also made for a mess at the airports, including a temporary ground stop at LaGuardia.
The theme here at LaGuardia's Terminal A, delayed, delayed, maybe another delay for good measure, and then canceled.
We've been going through a lot.
Teresa Marino started her day at Bradley Airport in Connecticut. After a cancellation there, she's crossing her fingers that her new late-night flight out of here to Florida takes off, kids in tow. At least she seems calm.
Well.
Did you let it out earlier?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, for the sake of the kids, got to keep it together.
Darius Jones is going back home to Michigan at some point.
Then they pushed it back like 3 times and then finally canceled it.
It's not stressful, he says, just inconvenient. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
The FAA investigating another close call incident. It happened last month. At LaGuardia.
The FAA says severe weather, including high wind shear, forced a plane to veer off course while landing. On its second attempt, the flight path shows the plane coming extremely close to the control tower. The FAA now investigating whether the plane actually flew over the tower.
That's correspondent Lionel Moyes. Officials have said that due to the weather, many other planes had to do go-arounds because the wind made it too difficult to land on the first try. Let's talk about power outages starting first in New Jersey. PSE&G dealing with the worst situation in Bergen County, about 2,700 out there. JCPL, Monmouth County, more than 13,000 in the dark this morning. And Morris, about 4,000. Hunterdon County, about 3,000. Back to the city now. Con Ed, the biggest problems in Queens, 812 customers in the dark. Westchester, though, nearly 10,000 out on Long Island. PSEG Long Island has about 5,000 customers out. The New Jersey lawsuit against congestion pricing back in court in Newark today for a second day of arguments. Governor Murphy telling us he is clear on the matter.
We believe we will be successful. And secondly, we will turn over every stone, legal or otherwise, to prevent this from happening, whether it's via the Port Authority, whether it's via other legal action, we will not let this stand.
MTA attorney Roberta Kaplan outside the courthouse in Newark.
We have a judge who's very serious, who's done a lot of homework, and when judges are serious and do the homework, that means we win.
The lawsuit is calling for a full federal impact study. Separately, 3 challenges out of New York will be heard together on May 17th, and Rockland County now has filed a suit as well. The MTA asking the New York City Marathon to make good for the money they lose closing the Verrazano Bridge at the start of the race.
4-time marathon winner Bill Rogers called it the most spectacular start in sport. But shutting down the iconic bridge comes at a cost for the MTA. $750,000 in lost toll revenue. And Bridges and Tunnels President Catherine Sheridan in a statement said taxpayers cannot be expected to subsidize a wealthy non-government organization like the New York Roadrunners. Staten Island Island Borough President Vito Fisella calls that absurd.
The New York Marathon has become one of the most iconic races in the world and has generated tens of millions of dollars of economic activity.
Fisella, who is suing the MTA over congestion pricing, has a better idea.
We know that there's $700 million of fare evasion. Take about 9 hours and stop that.
The Roadrunners have appealed to Governor Hochul for help. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's going to be in town today. He'll be here to give the keynote speech at the annual New York Republican Gala. In response, the New York Working Families Party issued a statement calling him sending asylum seekers to New York a reckless stunt that has hurt children and families who have come to this country in search of safety and stability. They called Abbott being honored by the New York Republican Party a moral collapse. Seven migrants now likely looking at one-way tickets back to Venezuela. They're now in federal custody after being repeatedly arrested over the last year. That includes last week by the NYPD in a story we reported on 1010 Winds about those people busted with guns and drugs while squatting in a basement apartment in the Bronx. ICE confirms the arrest, but has so far not released any details. Separately, a 17-year-old is under arrest for his alleged role in a brawl outside a migrant shelter in February in Times Square. The kid, whose name has not been released, joins six others who were previously charged with gang assault. Apple says problem solved. For about an hour yesterday, folks across the world had issues logging onto a number of their platforms.
Apple's App Store, its books, and its podcasts had troubles on Wednesday and weren't available for part of the day. A very unusual moment for Apple, whose services typically don't have disruptions.
Tech reporter Ian Schur, but it wasn't just Apple. Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp also experienced major outages Wednesday. No word on the exact issue or whether they were connected. Another big party coming to the Big Apple. The Debt Gala is returning this year. Yep, you heard that right. The Debt Gala, which has been billed as an alternative to the swanky Met Gala. The event raises money for charities that help people get out of debt. It had a sold-out run last year at Brooklyn's Bell House. This year, it takes place May 5th, the day before the Met Gala. The theme is Sleeping Baddies Slumber Party, in which folks are asked to transform something you'd usually sleep in into a fabulous outfit. Proceeds to benefit two organizations, the Debt Collective and Dollar Four, which alleviates medical bills.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.